City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
Can I just say it's refreshing to hear that again, isn't it? Isn't it refreshing to hear that again?
It's been a long time.
So, where do we get up to then? Bloke Talk, the podcast, possibly a one-off, possibly something a little bit more, something of a bit more shelf life. Because why do we decide to do this? Because you've been monitoring the Facebook page, haven't you?
Basically, people still love us.
Really?
It's as simple as that. They still want us, they still love us, and there's a demand.
It is interesting, because on the City Talk FM website, citytalk.fm, if you go on there, they have all of the archive Bloke Talks, which I didn't realise until I came in early and I sat down and went on the website, and there's all of the stuff that we did previously.
It's
still up there, and people are still downloading it.
Yep.
Which is kind of interesting for a radio show that's not been on for, 4 months?
Something like that, yeah.
They're classics.
4 months.
Classics. So here we are. It's Bloke Talk. We're doing this as a podcast. You're listening to something that's exclusive. I believe the correct term is exclusive downloadable content.
Right.
According to people who work in new media. I'm Duncan. Laura's here. Toby's here. It's the Bloke Talk team return. How
we don't
everyone?
Have to say it's the weekend or anything.
Don't
anymore,
have to do
we?
Any of that. It could be the morning, could be the afternoon. You could be listening to this in the bath.
Yeah, walking the dog.
Walking the dog.
Doing your ironing.
Even sitting on the loo.
Absolutely. In fact, I think as it's Bloke Talk, that should be positively encouraged.
What?
Sitting on the loo and listening.
You think so?
It's toilet radio.
Well, I'm just kind of thinking, all right?
So toilet radio.
Toilet radio, more ways than one. we'll do this as a podcast, and if people respond to it on the email or on the Facebook page, is it the Bloke Talk Appreciation
Society? Bloke Talk Appreciation Society.
You know, then we
and
might...
Twitter.
And Twitter.
And Bebo, not that anyone's ever joined us on Bebo.
MySpace.
Bebo's just crap, isn't it? MySpace, are we on MySpace?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway,
Facebook's the one.
If the feedback is good and there's interaction from any of those particular online platforms, or you email me, Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Duncan at citytalk.fm, we might just knock one of these out. Mm. There's a phrase. Every now and then.
Yeah.
Now, you think after 6 months or however long it's been, we would have thought of something amazing to do on this podcast.
I've got nothing to talk about.
No, nor have
I. I've got something to talk about.
If this doesn't work, that's it. I'm going to return to my evenings of ITV.
You haven't done any prep at all? You haven't turned up with any pieces of paper?
I've got a bit of paper.
One piece of paper.
But my point I know what that is. Did I send you an email earlier on today and that's what that is?
Well, you know, if this doesn't work, if Bloke Talk doesn't kind of take off, you know, in its podcastable form, then I'm going to remain at home watching ITV3 Minder with the beer and the curry in. Not that, I mean, I'm happy to be here, but do you know what I mean? I am missing Arthur Daly's finest performance.
I think it will work.
Yeah.
We are genius together, the three of us.
How many
I think.
People do you think will download it?
I reckon
10.
I save 12.
I reckon 110.
Anyway, it's a good crack. We're here for the next, best part of 30 minutes. So how is everyone then? What's everyone been up to? Toby, since we last spoke, your relationship with PP still blossoming?
Remains on track, believe
it
or not.
Well, how long have you been together?
The other day, earlier this week,
it
was a year.
It's a year.
Aww. Can you believe
the relationship?
It was a year ago we had me on that website where I was trying to get a date.
Have you
ended up not needing it?
That's quite serious stuff, isn't it? 12 months with the same person.
Do
you kind of feel like you know everything about her?
We're very comfortable together.
Yeah. Has she seen you walking around your flat naked?
Yes.
Has she seen you sitting on the loo?
No.
All right.
No, I wouldn't ever do that.
No?
I wouldn't ever want her
really?
To see that. No, it's a hideous sight.
Has she has she kind of helped you when you've woken up feeling a bit ill? Has she looked after you?
She's offered to, but we don't live together or anything. So, you know, when I'm ill, I like to feel sorry for myself on my own.
Right.
So no.
You wallow in self-pity.
Do you want to know? I know you're like
he's
this,
always
actually.
Ill.
Do you want to know the romantic trip I took her on to for our year anniversary?
Yeah, go on.
You'll love this. Yeah.
Paris.
Nearly.
Oh. Rome.
It begins with the same letter.
What?
We went to Blackpool Illuminations.
You know how to treat her.
You know what?
A mighty erection. Because, of course, you got the tower there.
Absolutely. We didn't even go up the tower. She wasn't bothered about going up the tower. She just wanted to wander along the street under the pretty lights.
Did you have a filthy weekend in Blackpool?
We didn't have a weekend. We had one evening there.
Well, you didn't come home the same day, did you?
Came home. Do you really want to stay in Blackpool longer than 2 hours.
Bit of a slight on
Blackpool. We went there, had fish and chips, yeah, and came home again.
That's romantic. Fish and chips on the prom.
Brilliant.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all going well with PP.
I hope so.
I think we outed her. Didn't we out her on the last bloke talk?
Yeah,
so
she's been outed. Yeah, she's been outed many times. But actually, she remains to this day.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a pet now. I call her PP. I bought her as a random present
she's
at some
pet.
Point. The new Everton shirt. And on the back, you know, I put the number 4 and PP.
Does she wear that in bed for you?
It wouldn't be for me. It would be
because there
for
was
her,
that story, wasn't there, about David Mellor and apparently he was banging Antonio de Sanchez, whatever her name was, and Max Clifford. It's a total lie. Max Clifford came up with the idea because he was representing her. I'll tell you what, why don't you say that he could only get his rocks off to you if you were wearing a Chelsea shirt? Yeah. That was the story that hit all of the tabloids. Could work for you, Tobes.
I don't think an Everton shirt would be the one for me.
No. What would be the one for you, just out of interest?
As many are aware, I'm not a supporter of the clubs around here.
So what could you wear in bed to kind of just help you
along
the way?
I don't know if I wanted to go down this road. I don't know if I wanted to go down this road.
Maybe she could just walk in naked with a French horn covering her modesty.
No.
That's what you need to do.
It's been about, 6 minutes?
Yeah.
And already we've had French horn conversations.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you haven't brought in tandems and
two watches and a French horn.
See, that would work for me.
Oh, it would quite work for me, actually.
Let me have a look at your buckle. What about you, Harms? How's Dave the Rave?
He's good.
Yeah.
Causing lots of mischief.
Are we allowed to say too much about Dave the Rave?
I think we could talk about him.
Well, can we talk about the mischief?
Yeah, why not?
All right, well, for people who don't know, Laura's current bloke is Dave. And Dave, we've had on this show, because remember when we did Bloke Talk and it was on the radio proper, like, on a Saturday night?
Yeah.
We did a version of Mr. and Mrs. And I can't remember.
He was brilliant.
He was good, wasn't he,
Dave? Got about 8 out of 10. Yeah.
Dave works as a journalist, a tabloid reporter.
Hack.
You know, he's even got one of those hats with a little card in the rim saying press.
He
made the headlines.
Brilliant, wasn't it?
Recently. What did he do?
He was at the Tory party conference in Manchester, and as some people may be aware, the Mirror were trying to sort of snap Tories drinking champagne.
Yeah,
and
toffs.
Lager toffs.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he tried to give a glass of champagne to George Osborne,
shadow Chancellor.
Yes, whilst dressed as a butler.
Brilliant.
But it was actually Heineken topped with champagne.
Was him dressed as a butler? Did that do it for you?
Not really, though, but it was...
Not even as he was being thrown out by a big, burly security guard?
He did get thrown out. He did get questioned by the police. Then they realised that he wasn't actually doing anything illegal.
Why did they question him? Because this would have been a stunt for the Mirror newspaper, okay? Great stunt. You know, the Mirror anti-Tory always has been, probably always will be. And your man Dave thought it'd be quite a good idea to go after George Osborne, who is a toff. You know, he's got God knows how many acres in Cheshire.
Well, his real name is Gideon.
Yeah.
Gideon Osborne.
To snap a Tory supping a glass of champagne, because that's, you know, they're trying to get rid of this Hooray Henry champagne image. Great little stunt. Good idea. No one got hurt. No one was physically assaulted or attacked. So why did the police question him?
Well, I think the police just wanted to find out what was going on. I think the Tory aides sort of said, come, you know, what's this guy doing? Yeah. And brought the police over.
Yeah.
Once they questioned him and realised he was doing nothing wrong, he actually went back out and tried to offer the champagne again, and the police were protecting him from the Tory guys who were trying to snatch the glass away.
There were hordes of cameras around him, weren't they, by
there
this stage?
Were.
It was great. If you want to know what Laura's boyfriend looks like, get onto the internet and do a little bit of a search for Mirror Journalist
Tory
Conference.
We'll put the link on the group. It's very funny.
Yes, do it. It is worth seeing.
It's a good idea. So everything's fine and dandy in the House of Bloke Talk.
What about you?
Well, I'm suffering a bit, if I'm honest. It's only taken you about 10 minutes to ask me how I am. I'm suffering, if I'm honest with you.
Why are you suffering?
Well, because, of course, Bloke Talk came off the air.
Yes.
And City Talk had a bit of a change around, and now I have to get out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You're not enjoying that?
Well, it's a bit of a struggle, isn't it?
It is.
It's curtailed my alcohol and curry consumption quite significantly.
But you're looking slender on it.
Am I?
No.
It's because I eat rubbish food at rubbish times of the day now. But you know,
do you find yourself
like
eating your sandwiches at like 7 a.m.?
I'll eat anything at any time. But
that's what I used to do when I was on breakfast full time. I'd have a full fat Coke at 5:30.
Don't get me wrong, I love it. When I'm sitting in the studio next door and it's 6 minutes past six, I'm ready to go. I press the buttons, the red light comes on, I'm thinking, yeah, this is good. Liverpool, North England, Northwest England, North Wales, it's all beautiful. But it's the bit between the alarm going off just after four
and
getting here.
Yeah.
It's just hell. And I was saying the other morning, I lost 10 minutes one morning, and to this day, I've got no idea where my 10 minutes
How
went.
How do you come in? Do you drive in?
I drive in from the Wirral.
Yeah.
Okay, my alarm goes off just after four. You know what it's like? If you work early, you have a routine, don't you? You have a kind of a routine, almost a ritual.
Yeah.
So my alarm goes off. I have two alarms. I have an alarm clock on the other side of the room that starts off ringing and gets louder and louder and louder.
It's a good idea beep, having beep, it on the opposite beep, side beep. Of
It does
room.
All of that. And also have my mobile phone set with an alarm on it as well, which is my backup about 5 minutes later. So that goes off, and my routine is like this. I sit on my bed for a second, just pondering where I am and why I'm doing what I'm doing. I go to the kitchen, I boil up the kettle, I make a big mug of coffee, and I add one of them probiotic yogurt things, you know, those.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I scoff that down. I'll take the coffee back into the bedroom. I then get into the bathroom and I have a shower, okay?
Do you drink what your time coffee you... in the shower?
No, no, my coffee's in the bedroom, just
See,
cooling
always,
off ever so slightly.
I always drink a cup of tea in the shower every morning.
In the shower.
How I love it.
How does it not get wet?
Well, no, I put it on the side.
You have like
of
one of those baby mugs that you used to have with like a little tip on it and two yeah. handles.
A teat.
Yeah. A teat. And you
sorry,
used to
I'm so
it.
Interrupted.
Yeah, it's my story and I'm telling it. So I do that and obviously I go to the loo and I have a shower and stuff. I come out of the shower and I dry myself off. I drink the coffee while I'm getting dressed. All right.
What time do you get up to, by the way? Just
well, just after four. The alarm right. goes off about 4:10. All right. And then I kind of like get everything. I get into the car and I go the same road in, the same roads and the same journey and stuff like that. And I roll up here just after five. Right. I lost 10 minutes earlier. And I don't know where the 10 minutes went.
Happens sometimes.
Now, I reckon it's one of three things. I either switched off the alarm and sat on the edge of my bed and nodded back off again. I either fell asleep on the carsy having a poo, or I fell asleep in the shower.
I think.
Or I fell asleep behind the wheel of the car, but I've discounted that one because I managed to
You're
get
alive.
In without hitting anyone.
Yeah.
So yeah. But I lost 10 minutes, and I think if anyone's listening to this podcast, which is Bloke Talk, and you get out of bed early for whatever reason, maybe earlier than normal people.
Yeah, we want to hear your rituals.
Then you'll be able to relate to the ritual and the
You're
routine
right.
I've just outlined.
When I do it, I have a ritual as well.
Mm. Yeah.
It's absolutely right, but my ritual is much more simple than yours.
Yeah.
It's get out of bed.
Yeah.
Vaguely attempt to make my hair look reasonable.
Yeah.
Throw some clothes on.
That's why you
leave.
Smell.
Do you
don't
not
wash,
have a shower?
Do you?
No, I have a shower the night
dirty
before.
Dirty scuffer. That's no good. You spend 6 to 8 hours in your pit sweating away.
Well, I just don't sweat in bed.
No, everyone sweats in bed.
Yeah, you need to shower.
I've never had any complaints the next day when I've done breakfast. I tried
no
for a while.
So, Toby, actually, there is some kind of aura that I think.
I tried
maybe
for
now
a while.
Is the right
should
time.
We, should
I
we tell
tried for
him?
A while having a shower once
you
I got
smell.
Up, but I'd much rather have that
you
extra
honk.
15 minutes in bed.
Yeah,
really,
people
you're
avoid
all horrendous.
You.
You really smell.
Yeah. What's your routine, Harms?
Well, I lay out my clothes the night before.
Anal behaviour.
Well, it's needed.
Anally retentive behaviour, isn't it?
No, yeah, but
I think it's probably called being a female, isn't
all right,
it?
Okay.
Yeah, because it takes a woman a while to decide on her outfit.
Yeah.
Lay out my clothes the night before. Yeah. Don't eat anything in the morning.
No.
Don't drink anything usually either.
No. Do you not?
Just shower, teeth brushed, clothes on, get out of the house. No makeup if I'm on the early, so can't be bothered with that.
Yeah.
Wash my hair the night before.
Yeah.
Pretty organised, really.
Yeah, that is quite organised, isn't it? Do you ever go out the night before you're due to go out of bed really early in the morning?
Yes.
And do you still follow that routine? I mean, when you come in half cut, because you like your Chardonnay, don't you?
Mm.
Pints of. When you've had a few, do you still remember to lay out your clothes and all that jazz?
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Very well behaved.
I actually had insomnia for a while.
Yeah.
And I was on earlies. This was in my old job, and I was only getting sort of 2 hours sleep a night.
Ooh.
So then I went through a phase of drinking a bottle of wine every night to help me sleep.
Yeah.
I've never felt so rough. And that was when I was having the Coke at 6 a.m. and the ham sandwiches
It's
at
when
7
you do that and you say, I've never felt so good that you need to start worrying. So you're all right.
Yeah, and you're in at your desk at 6 a.m. and you've got that red wine moustache. That kind of, that's like looking like the Joker out of Batman. The moustache is like, is going up at the corners there. And it's like, yeah, Laura's been
what
on the Merlot
you go to
the
bed
night
then,
before.
Dunk?
Well, it depends, because now this is going to sound so so lame. But I have to have a kip in the afternoon. I have to have a little nap. Even if it's just an hour on the sofa. And I've
Horrendous when you wake up from it.
Oh, yeah, I feel rough as a dog. Yeah. I feel bloody ill. You know, to the point I sit there thinking, God, what am I doing this for? I actually feel physically sick. And do you know how I get through it? I have another shower.
Yeah.
Nice shower. Brush of the teeth and I'm all right. And I did that earlier. You know, and I'll kind of wake up like, and you just feel that combination of jet lag and
is there
nausea.
There must be some days. I know there was somebody that used to work with us here who used to do breakfast. Yeah. And he used to eventually, maybe once a month, he'd come in and he said, you know what, yesterday I went for a kip in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. And he ended up sleeping like right through and having like 15-hour sleep.
I'm convinced it takes its toll. But I tend to go to bed about 10 o'clock, half 10. But if I don't have my hour plus in the afternoon, I kind of tend to stop working by about 6 in the evening.
Yeah, it's not good.
I just sit there watching crap on the TV.
Yeah.
You know, Monarch of the Glen on ITV4 and Pie
See,
in the Sky.
See, people who listen to your show wouldn't realise what you go through, Duncan.
Yeah.
So it's good to sort of
vent.
Share your pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's kind of like a therapy session.
I think maybe you should direct your listeners to this podcast so that they can understand as well.
Yeah, But we all have our challenges in life, don't
absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and kind of like, I'm lucky, I enjoy my work. So I should be grateful.
Can I talk about someone who at the moment is temporarily challenged by the fact that she has a cast on her arm?
Yes, go on.
We all love Molly, who works in the office with us, and she's basically runs this radio station.
She's like a mother hen, isn't she?
She's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. We all love her.
Yeah.
She doesn't like swearing. No, she doesn't like swearing.
You can't say the F word.
She had an unfortunate accident, didn't she? A couple of weeks back, she had an unfortunate accident and ended up breaking her wrist.
Yeah.
And is in a cast at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, for the last, it's pink. She's chosen a, she's got to choose the colour.
Yeah.
She's got a pink one.
Yeah.
But I think we should all be allowed to write messages on it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
That's fair. She won't let us.
When I broke, my leg when I was a lot younger, and also I busted my hips. Have I told you this story? I must have done.
Yeah.
Right? When I first broke my leg, I was at school and I had my crutches and a plaster cast. One of the joys is putting your leg up on
absolutely.
The table.
And getting everyone to write abusive messages on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is she not letting me do that? I really, really want to.
Yeah, but Molly's a sophisticated, elegant lady, and
why
I suspect she doesn't want your
plaster cast.
Your handwriting's rubbish. She probably doesn't want your belligerent scrawl.
Oh, so if my handwriting
was here,
if my handwriting
what no wrist and all that rubbish.
If my handwriting was neater, you say she might give me an opportunity.
Yeah, if you could write as well as you play the French horn, she might let you put something on her pink plaster cast.
Wouldn't. Not a chance.
Is that all you wanted to say? We worked with someone who's broken their wrist and she won't let this right on their cast.
I just think it's like a rite of passage to when you've broken something, you have everyone write nice messages to you about it.
Yeah.
I've never broken anything.
Have you
never
not?
Broken
How
a bone.
Boring.
I wish I had.
Have you ever had any operations?
No, I've never
How
had anything.
Boring. What about you, Hans? What have you had done?
Broke my toe.
Yeah.
And
what happened? Did I set that? Or did you just leave it then?
No, you just leave it. When you break your toe, you just deal with it.
Yeah.
Just deal with it.
Yeah.
That was a
bottle of wine the night before, cut the Nurofen.
Yeah.
Don't mix drugs and drink.
No, don't drink responsibly, don't drink Bloke Talk podcast listeners.
Yeah. Can I show you my package?
I want to show you my scars.
Pardon? Oh, yeah, show us your scars. Is that why your leg's still
I've
up on the table?
He's shown them us before.
Have you not seen my scars?
I can't remember.
Okay, any excuse to get them. Oh, have you seen them before? I shan't bother. Right, what's in your brown box there, Laura Hans?
Well, it came in the post today.
Oh, posh, like that.
It's,
Oh, that's a nice box, isn't it?
Sugar.
She dropped it
she's
again.
She's dropped it for the second time.
thank you for downloading this. It is Bloke Talk. It used to be on the radio on City Talk 105.9. It now lives on in its podcastable form. And if you like what you're hearing, go to Facebook and leave some comments on the Bloke Talk appreciation page. Or you can email me. I'm Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Duncan at citytalk.fm. Laura Harms, Toby Gillis, myself, Duncan Barks. Laura's got a brown box here. For the second time today, she's managed to drop its contents on the floor. Have you buggered that piece of machinery?
Yeah, I think so. It's in my new phone.
Yeah.
I was due an upgrade.
Now, what are you on? O2?
Yeah.
You see, I'm on O2 as well, and I've been thinking about this because I've got a battered old Nokia, which let me show you my Nokia Classic, as they call it. Thin, isn't it?
It's not that old.
Oh, no, that's
It's a decent phone.
No, it's getting rust on the side there. Can you see that?
Is that rust, or have you just dropped it?
I've had that for a couple of years. And I saw on the back of one of the national newspapers that O2 are now offering people what you have in your hand if you sign up for, like, the rest of your life or whatever. And I was thinking I might get one of these. And you've got one of those.
I've got an iPhone, but I'm probably the least excited person about an iPhone ever. I'm scared of it, Duncan.
Did they sell it to you in so much as they go, you must have one of these? Or did you think, oh, that sounds good, I want that, I'm going to phone someone up?
I said to them, what's the best phone I can get on my current contract? Yeah. They said, iPhone.
Yeah.
I said, let's roll with this.
Yeah, let's
rock. Let's
do
it. Let's embrace technology.
Now, you see, I've got a few mates of mine who have got iPhones, one of whom said to me, if you get one, Dunk, you're going to go through a lot of pain. Because apparently it takes a bit of time to get used to, and you've got to download all of your apps and all that kind of stuff.
I haven't even got the internet. What
See, do you know what I did?
What?
I've just had an upgrade of my phone, and I was tempted to leave Orange and go and do the iPhone thing, because I really wanted them. But you know what I'm like? I like to be a bit different.
Yeah.
And I decided, because everyone's got an iPhone, I was going to get the latest iPhone killer,
right,
which is the one that came out, and it's... I can't even remember what it's called, an HTC Hero, I think
it's
called.
What do you mean, iPhone killer?
As in, you know, that everyone, obviously the iPhone has been massively successful throughout the world.
Yeah.
It's the biggest selling phone by a country mile. And the only, every time a new phone comes out with vaguely similar capabilities, they go, this is going to be the iPhone killer. This is the one that's finally going to beat it. And I went for it, and it's touchscreen, and it's very, very similar in so many ways to the iPhone, but I'm regretting it.
You see, what I don't understand
like
is, there was someone who we work with, and they've got an iPhone. He says to me, you've got to get one. Look, you can turn it into a spirit level.
You can. You can do that on mine as well.
What the why would you want to do that?
Because then you don't need a spirit level.
Yeah, but men like spirit levels. It's what's in your toolkit.
Well,
your mobile phone's
like
not supposed to be your spirit
that's
level.
That's why you'd like a spirit level on your phone, because men like spirit levels. And you know what you'll do?
What?
I bet you your friend sits there with his spirit level iPhone and measures how straight things are
pointless,
in the studio.
Pointless. Exactly the kind of person you don't want to be going down the pub
with. You're right. You're absolutely
right. What are you going to do with that, Harms?
I'm going to use it. I think I might sell it on eBay.
Yeah? Can you do that?
250 quid, I think they're going for, that sort of money. Is it the 16 or 8 gigabyte one?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's have a look. Is it? I mean, could you
drop
it twice?
Don't drop it, Duncan. It won't matter.
You know. I mean, how heavy are they? If you're listening to this podcast, and it's Bloke Talk, by the way.
We're just selling Apple
products,
aren't we?
Product placement.
No, we're not, because that would be wrong. But if you do have an iPhone, do let us know. Do it on the Facebook page, Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. Join us and do a message that way. iPhones, any good? What are the pitfalls of iPhones? What does Laura need to know?
What and should actually, I be excited about?
Is a BlackBerry better than an iPhone?
And also, which... widgets should she download?
Yeah.
What are the best widgets out there? What's the most useful?
I think there's a SatNav one. That might be quite useful.
Well,
yeah,
girl,
I think SatNav's expensive.
Yeah.
I think it's quite expensive to
use. I don't have to pay for all these things.
I've noticed
to pay for
this.
Some of them,
like £4 or £5 a pop, isn't
sometimes,
it?
Sometimes, I think SatNav will cost you because you have to be connected up to whoever it is that tells you your direction.
Talking of technology, I'll tell you what I started doing on my long, lonely nights before I go to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock. I get on the old Wii.
Oh, have you got a Wii?
I've got a Wii now.
I've got a
Wii. Laid into me when I talked.
On the very first
It was pretty much the first one. You laid into me for games, consoles, a disgrace, boring.
Yeah.
Well, explain yourself.
Yeah.
That's not on.
Well, you know.
Take it back. Take it back.
I haven't finished yet.
You said you're spending your time on it. You're clearly enjoying it.
You know, well, kind of.
Give me my iPhone back.
No, I'm keeping it.
Give it back.
No, I like it. I'm gonna stroke it. I'm gonna stroke your iPhone. I'm gonna gently.
Well, don't get your grubby mitts on it. I want to sell that. give it back, please.
Are you actually gonna sell it? You could sell it as City Talk Laura's iPhone, and I reckon you'd get a bit more money.
Only dropped on the studio floor once.
Twice.
Once
in the office. I'll sign it with some lipstick.
I'm on the old Wii, and I've done a U-turn. I've changed my mind.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're brilliant.
Well, I'll tell you what I like doing. I like doing Tiger Woods golf.
Yeah, it's great.
And going on the internet, I don't know how it works, in the broadband, and you play against someone else on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
You don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're about. It could be Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger could be having a quiet night in. Mrs. Tiger could be upstairs, you know, because it's...
Put the kids to bed.
That kind of
they've just had
week for her.
They've just had...
she's tired. And she could be upstairs. He's bored. He wants a bit of golfing practice.
So he has to have a different type of wee.
And there I am. I'm on the Wirral, and I'm there, and I've got the old hand thing there, and I'm doing a little bit of the old.
Do you get beaten by hundreds of shots every round you play? Because if you do, then it's a possibility.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But imagine Tiger Woods versus Duncan Barks.
Yeah.
In many ways, that is a meeting of minds.
It would be a meeting of many things.
Yeah.
But I like that. That's good. I like the intrigue and the mystique that you could be playing anyone. And
what's your online player name?
I've no idea.
You must have your own player name.
No, I've got no idea.
Because you have to, when you have a Wii, you have to create a me, don't you? It's called a me.
I just put my initials in DB. That's all I've done.
Hey.
So if you're listening to this around the world, because this is the beauty of the Bloke Talk podcast, you know, there could be people listening in Australia, Canada, Hong Kong, China, on the Pacific Rim.
Yes.
We know people listen around the world.
On the Pacific Rim at the moment. They've had a few troubles recently, haven't they?
Well, what's happened?
Didn't they have a tsunami there recently?
They won't be playing on the Wii, will they?
Unlikely. No.
But, I mean, you know, if we've been playing on the Wii, a bit of Tiger Woods golf, and you've been playing up against DB, it's me on the Wirral.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Not much mystique anymore, is there?
No, I'm going to have to change my
style. Just told everyone.
Now. Yeah, but I like it. I'm embracing modern technology.
It's great.
Mm. You've got your iPhone. I'm on the old Wii, but
Tiger golf. Laura.
We're trying our best.
You were all criticising of me for playing on the Wii, and PP came round and we played together.
Yeah.
It's a social thing as well, Duncan.
What about the Wii?
We played on the Wii together.
Yeah. What did
I was
you
just
play?
About to ask a really inappropriate question.
Well, ask it. And it's really
no, I forgot we were on the radio. I was just going to say, you know, after a year,
yeah,
how are things going?
Yeah. What, you mean in the sack? Because it gets boring after about 9 months, doesn't it?
Right, because it dried up.
I can't possibly...
You're still getting a little bit of the old...
I can't possibly say how we keep things alive, but rest assured we do.
Yeah, how
though? Is the honeymoon period over?
No.
That's good, isn't it, after
still
a year?
Still good.
Well, it's
still good.
I mean, think mine was over after about 2 weeks.
Really? Who lost interest first, you or Dave?
Both of us.
Really?
It was the animal noises that he just got bored of.
No, we didn't like each other after 2 weeks.
You just reach a point, don't you?
Your relationship's the weirdest thing I've ever heard about.
You know, you just kind of think, do you know what? I'd rather get a takeaway in. A couple of bottles.
Yeah.
Stick on the well. In your house, the X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Surely that's a start to the evening.
And that ticks all of your boxes.
It's my whole life. I can't go out on a Saturday.
I've noticed when I go on Twitter,
yes,
or Facebook, you're right, Harms's posting
on a Saturday night. On a Saturday night, there's four or five within an hour.
Yeah,
it's the only.
I noticed the other day.
Do you know who I
like? You don't like the favourite bloke, do you?
No, I hate him.
What about those two Muppets who look like Tintin?
Wash your mouth out.
What?
John and Edward.
Oh, I don't like them.
Now these guys.
Oh, you want to smack their faces, don't you?
They're brilliant. Oh. I love them. I want them to win.
Oh, Taylor.
They're funny.
They're not. They're irritating little.
Yeah, but like.
Are you allowed to say that?
Well, they are. Simon Sam was funny briefly. Bob the Builder single. Ooh, I'll just kick the bin over. Well, Bob the Builder single at Christmas was funny like once. Get rid of them.
No, John and Edward. I like John and Edward. They're setting it up for this guy Daniel to win.
Right.
His name is spelt with a Y, IE.
I already don't like it.
Daniel.
Straight away, annoying.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell is trying to make it so that this guy wins. Last week he gave him fireworks in the background, which was the first.
Oh, nice.
The first week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't do that.
Did nobody else get fireworks?
No, of course they didn't.
Yeah.
This guy is.
So
you watch these things far too closely.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel have very noticed strongly about it.
I wouldn't have noticed the fireworks.
You see these two, Bill and Ben, right? Where do they come from?
Dublin,
right. Now, I've got nothing against the Irish. I love Ireland in many, many ways, but I don't like these two.
I think they're nice. I like them.
I don't know anything about them. I have to say I've watched one episode of X Factor, and that was when Daniel, as I'm going to call him, had his very first audition. Right. And I thought the audition process was rubbish this year. Nowhere near as good as when it was just the three judges, and I gave in straight away.
I tell you what, Danny Minogue is looking fit this year.
Now, I was going to ask this question. If you had to choose Toby as a bloke,
yeah,
right,
I know immediately
Danny and Cheryl, hang on a second, who would you go for? And Harms Well, you've got a rough end of the stick, really, haven't you? It's Louis or Cal. But,
or Danny or Cheryl.
Well, yeah. Who would you go for, Tobes?
I would go for Danny every time.
Do you not think she's got that slightly hardened look about her?
Yes.
Yeah, that's quite attractive,
she has,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I also think, which would you go for out of Danny and Kylie?
Yeah. Well, you see, I saw, because I'm not a big X Factor fan, but I do that typical thing of shouting abuse at it when it's on.
Yeah.
I saw it when they all went around Danny's and Kylie was there.
Yeah. Yeah?
And I thought Kylie was a little bit strange.
I
thought she was a little bit kind
of smiley. I've never fancied her. Ever have
I fancied
her.
Do you know what that
her.
Is? Yeah. It's the fact that Kylie's still having Botox and Danny has stopped having Botox.
Yeah, well, she can't have any more, can she?
Well, no, she said that I've made a conscious decision. I've stopped having the injections. And
have you ever kissed anyone with Botox that's had Botox? No. Is it like, do their lips feel different? Are they firm?
It's not in your lips.
No. I thought you have it in your lips.
No, it's the lines on the forehead.
It's on your forehead.
I thought they have it around their lips to get rid of wrinkles.
Collagen.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hasn't she had that as well?
She might have done. Probably. Allegedly. Speculate.
So you would go for Danny?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
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 Maybe Cheryl.
Well, you see, I like the idea of Cheryl. She's a bit too obvious.
And a bit skinny.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. You think so?
Mm. And she's going out with Ashley Cole, which says a lot.
What I would like, I'd like the face and the look of Danny.
Right.
And the attitude, but with the voice of Cole. Because that slight Geordie twang.
Do you like that?
Yeah, that works for me.
Better than Australian, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, mind you, I went out with an Australian girl once for 2 weeks and it was the most sordid fortnight of my life.
Brilliant.
So there is that element there, but Danny doesn't strike me as that kind of girl.
You don't think?
No.
Cheryl, I reckon, probably would.
I don't know.
What about you, Harms?
Cal.
Really?
You really fancy him, don't you?
No.
I'm sure I remember you saying that.
You said this to me before.
You do fancy odd people, though. You fancy David Moyes.
No, a lot of people...
Nothing wrong with that.
A lot of people do fancy Simon Cowell. It's general. I think it's to do with the power thing.
Of course it is, yeah.
And you see that. Is it that you understand it and see that about him? I've got that mixed up.
But anyway, I don't think Louis would be interested in me, would he?
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Not from what I've heard.
Well, that's it, I reckon, for our Bloke Talk podcast.
Oh, no, that was rubbish, wasn't it?
It's gone quickly. No, I think it was good.
Do you think people will like it?
I think we're warming back into it.
I kind of think it takes a bit of time to get back up to where we were.
Yeah,
we didn't say anything funny. Did we say anything funny?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's probably 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10 at best.
Six.
Well, give us a chance.
We don't want to put ourselves down before anyone's listened to it.
No, I mean, grade us on it.
Yeah.
Facebook has the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. If you listen to the podcastable Bloke Talk, which of course this has been that, go on Facebook and maybe, you know, write on our wall or do whatever. Or you can email duncan@citytalk.fm.
Or Twitter.
Twitter, yeah. Whatever.
Let's encourage Twitter and Facebook.
You like that, all right.
And if
you're
going to
take Twitter responsibility,
or,
are you?
Or Bebo, then get off it.
Yeah, I reckon 5 out of 10 for this one.
I'm going with 6.
6, Laura.
I say 5.5.
Yeah.
There we go. An average of 5.5. Laura's on the money.
This has been Bloke Talk, the podcast.
This is Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.